It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
So we've had multiple emails come rolling in about pets, more specifically dogs. A lot of dog stuff rolling in. So we kind of pulled all these together, and we'll read them to you. Feel free to sound off about these. I mean, if you have something to say, phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. The first one came in from Kimberly. She says, hey, JKJ. Check this crap out.
Wow. Coming
okay.
in hot.
Okay, Kimberly. Kimberly says, my company just announced that we're getting 5 pet days a year for employees to take care of their sick pets.
Oh.
Yeah, pet days. Huh. She says, yeah, it sounds nice, but I don't have a pet, so I don't get anything.
Oh.
It feels incredibly unfair to those of us who don't have furry friends. The whole thing is ridiculous to me. How should I handle this? Should I be raising an issue with HR, or would this just make me look petty? Should I suggest alternatives for everyone else? How about 5 paid days added to our normal PTO for non-pet people?
Ooh.
Well, that's kind of it. I mean...
Or, yeah, just, like, cut me a check for 5 extra days then, right?
Yeah.
The company is arguing that pets are family, so that's why they're doing this, kind of like a family sick leave type thing. She says, give me a break. I need your advice, and that's from Kimberly. So that's email number 1 that came in. I'll give you number 2 from Cassandra. Hey, Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Love the show. Y'all are fa-ni, is
aww.
What she wrote.
Thank you.
Fa, and then knee, K-N-E-E, fa-ni.
Oh, that's funny.
She says, what's with people putting their dogs in grocery carts? It's revolting, and I'm sick and tired of seeing it. Don't these people know that animals lick themselves? They roll in filth, and they're tracking who knows what. All these clueless owners out there are plopping them into the carts that we use for food. Imagine grabbing a cart fresh from a dog licking their butt in it. Now your apples and bread are in direct contact with all that.
Oh.
She goes on to say, let's be clear, service animals are one thing, obviously, but bringing the family dog to the store for a fun ride-along is ridiculous. Stores need to reinforce these stricter rules. Hear me out. Please tell your listeners all about it. Please let them know. And that's from Cassandra. Okay,
wow,
we just did, Cassandra.
Fired yeah. up.
No.
So let's dive into those first 2, and then we'll dive into the one that I think we're going to get a lot of calls and texts on.
Okay.
What do you think about the 5 pet days?
Yeah, I think it's very similar to like when people still, because they're not the smoking cigarettes thing, right? When people would take breaks to go smoke cigarettes outside and the non-smokers would be like, wait a minute, I don't get those breaks every hour that you guys are out there taking. So I worked with somebody who would go outside every hour and walk around the block. Just because they're like, this is my smoke break. This is what I'm doing
with
it.
That's a great point.
So
just do it.
Yeah, I think if people are getting annoyed with it, they're going to have to give them an option to use that day as well. It's not fair to give pet owners an extra day. And just because you don't have a dog, you don't get an extra day off of... I'll get a goldfish.
Just get a fish.
Pet.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, just buy a fish.
I will buy a goldfish right now.
$6.
So that's the thing. I think they have to make it fair for everybody or you're going to get people who are disgruntled.
You kind of hit on what I was going to say, and I think, Josh, you probably have that same feeling. Like, at some point, don't you just pretend that you have a pet?
Pretend, yeah. How do they know?
You can fake it, right?
They're never
yes.
going to know.
100%.
Like, you probably got a sibling or a parent or a friend with a pet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, does it designate that it's your pet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
That's a great
so
point.
So I say you somehow work your way around that, Kimberly, and take those days.
Take a day to take care of my neighbor's fish.
There
right.
you go. Yeah, you'll figure it out. That one I feel like is relatively easy.
That one's probably an easy one to get
to
around.
To get by, yeah.
Cassandra's issue with the dogs in the carts. I mean, I've seen this at grocery stores where, you know, you're walking around and it's not like the small dog up in the front section where the kids sit. It's like a bigger dog, like riding in the cart.
Yeah,
I've
like a husky.
Seen this.
Yeah, like a golden or something.
You know, you're wandering around, I don't know, like a Target or something, and I've seen this. And it's they're obviously not service dogs, so it's a little unsettling. Like, why are you doing that? You're taking advantage of it.
Do you know what I saw that was interesting? I was at King Soopers the other day. And they had that, I think this type of breed is the English Bulldog, but the one, the droopy, drooly face, thing was drooling. So it wasn't in the cart, it was walking alongside, but drooling all
everywhere.
Over the floor. And I was like, that could literally be like a slipping hazard for somebody.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if you should. And there was no, you know, this is my emotional support animal or anything like that.
It was just so bringing their bulldog in with them.
Huh. That's interesting.
It's rude. It's rude.
You could, like, someone could really injure themselves on that. And I was like, eh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I'm not for it. But I don't know how you stop people. It's going to be up to the business, obviously.
Exactly.
Like, I've been to a movie before where I've looked over and I've seen somebody with a giant purse with a little dog head sticking out of it. Like, they brought their dog to the movie. And you just kind of, at some point, you just kind of chuckle at that stuff. And you're like, oh, idiot, you know.
Right.
Like, don't do that to the poor dog. If you want to sound off about any of this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. The last one that came in was from Rebecca, I believe. Guys, did you see the dog last month that went massively viral after eating something they shouldn't have? It was a Colorado vet that posted the footage. This dog got into the Orbeez water toys.
Oh,
and the
no.
little, it's those little beads that expand in water. Josh and I saw this video.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Because they're just coming out.
And
I
the
imagine.
Dog was like, the poor dog was squatting and the beads were just. And so the email goes on to say, you know, they had to have surgery, blah, blah, blah. Have you or any of your listeners ever had a massive vet bill in regards to your dog? She says, we found out that my dog was eating my kids' socks. The dog was lethargic, not feeling well. $3,000 vet bill later, had to go in for surgery. And I think this is the one that's going to perk some interest. Like, what was the vet bill that your dog caused? There's already some messages coming in from people. I know somebody that had a dog they had to take in because they found he was eating rocks outside.
Rocks?
Like, he would go outside and eat the river rock in their backyard, and they
How
had to take him in.
How do you get that down?
They're dogs, man.
I don't
think of that slobbery dog that you just talked
yeah,
about.
Yeah, okay. You know what? That's right.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. So I see you want to talk about a vet bill.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. A couple years. So we have a big golden doodle. He's about 80 pounds.
Oh.
And he tore his ACL in his back leg, which is about a $2,500 surgery.
Ugh.
But they said in about 30 to 50% of dogs, they'll actually tear their other ACL within a couple years from Uh-oh. Favoring the good leg.
Sure.
And our dog did. So within about 12 months, we'd paid for 2 ACL surgeries for him. And probably about $5,000-$6,000 at the end with all the X-rays and medicine.
Well, that's what you get for buying a golden doodle, the most ridiculously named dog, Becky. What's the dog's name?
His name is Mosby.
Mose. Aww. Poor Mosby.
That's cute.
How old is Mosby?
He's 6 years old now.
Yes, that's
so I guess you kind of have to do it at 6, you know?
Yeah,
you start doing that whole math thing, like how long will they live versus quality of life versus,
you got to do it, yeah.
Well, you're in the lead right now with $5,000 to $6,000, so I appreciate you calling in, Becky.
Yeah, you guys have a good morning.
Thank you.
Bye. We'll jump to Stacy. Hey, Stacy, what was your vet bill?
Hey, guys. I have a money pit of a cat. He is a horrible, horrible cat. And he was actually dumped on me because he had so many issues.
Oh, are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah,
you're
there,
you're back. So the
you.
Cat was dumped on you because it had so many issues. That's where we left it.
Yeah. So the worst one he did to me was he got hung in the garage door. And it was insane. I had gone to go pick up my kids from school and all of their friends. So I was gone for about 45 minutes, and I must have shut the garage door when he was on it, like sleeping on top of it. And so it hung his head in between the garage door and the house. And he was there for about 45 minutes, and I pull into the driveway.
God.
With a carload of kids, and they all start just
screaming.
Oh,
the cat's hanging. The cat's hanging.
I absentmindedly hit the garage door button, and it just dropped him to the ground.
Oh, at least it didn't whop his head off. Yeah. You
know? No, and then he got up and ran, and we got him, and his eyeballs were all blown out, and it was crazy. But we took him to the vet. And they put him in an oxygen tank type thing.
Sure, yeah.
And rescued him. So he
What was your final bill, Stacy?
It was a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And the cat survived? Everything was fine?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Good.
I just dropped him back off at the vet this morning because he has diabetes now.
Well, so. You need a new cat, Stacey.
I do.
We got to get to these other calls, but thank you so much for the story. So
thank
good.
Thank you, Stacey.
Bye.
Bye, Stacey.
Wow.
That poor kid.
And he's
hung
just
himself.
Still causing problems,
yeah.
too. Like, man.
He's even sick of himself.
Goodness.
Vicky.
Hi.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi. Good morning. So what was your vet bill?
So we have a 15-year-old Maltese. She's super cute. But she started acting really weird, like she wouldn't eat. She was lethargic and everything. So we took her in, and the emergency vet that happened to be there that day said ran some blood work, and her kidney numbers were spiking. So she said we need to take her to the vet ER and get her some IV fluids for a few days. So we're like, okay, how much does that cost? And she said it was $2,000 a day.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. It was $2,000 a day. So we're like,
did
okay, we
it?
Can't do that. No, we can't do that. She's
so
insane.
May she rest.
No, but it turned out okay because the alternative that our regular vet told us about afterwards was we could take her in and just get subcutaneous fluids shot into her, which is considerably less as a cost. So we did that for a few days, and then she got checked out, and it was fine.
So
she,
she's doing
she
good
recovered.
Now.
Yeah, she's fine.
Oh.
But yeah,
well, the $2,000 a day, that's like, ugh,
yeah,
nope.
What the
yeah.
heck?
Nope. So it was, we had to make a decision at that point. We're like, we can't. The kids are freaking out. And we're like, no, we can't.
Can't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Vicky, we appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yep.
Right.
Have
Bye.
A good day.
Thanks, Vicky.
Glad your dog's okay. Okay, yeah. we got when two more, Courtney and Cassidy. What are you going
to
say?
When it's more than the mortgage, it's hard yeah. to justify
oh,
that, right?
Much.
Like, my gosh.
Cassidy, we're running short on time. Quickly, what was the vet bills?
So it wasn't my dog, but I remember because it was my uncle's dog, and they had spent $2,500 on this dog when they bought it because it was like a teacup. But then they, within like the first 6 months of owning it, they had to pay like $6,000 in like medical bills because this dog had a crazy amount of problems. I can't remember what my dad said was wrong with it, but he told me how much they spent or whatever that Uncle Mike had told him, and I was like, this is insane.
Uncle Mike's dropping some bank on the teacup.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, Cassidy. Well, thank you for the call, buddy. They got to have like some sort of lemon law or something with dogs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Let's do one more. Hey, Courtney.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. So you get the final say. How big was the vet bill?
Well... in total, I've spent about $25,000 on two dogs. But...
Come on
grand?
Now, Courtney. Come
25
on.
Grand?
I'm not even worth
oh,
that. I would.
So quickly, what's been done?
Well, so the caller who spoke about the ACLs, I had both dogs blow theirs out within a week of each other.
Oh.
So that was
go.
$9,000.
Yep.
Yeah. And then one had the other side done, so that was another $6,000. And then. That one then ate a pair of my husband's boxers, and it got stuck in her small intestine. That was $11,000.
Well, they are delicious.
Oh,
they are delicious boxers, aren't they?
Oh,
tell your husband Courtney. To wash his underpants more, and that
yeah.
won't happen.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Courtney. Thanks for holding.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Courtney.
Bye.
Hi, Courtney.
Oh, so spendy.
Did she say it was just $11,000 to get the boxers out?
Just
is that
11.
What I heard?
Just 11.
Is that
intestine?
What I heard?
The large intestine is $15,000.
Yeah.
That's what she meant.
Yep.
To get
yeah.
the underpants out?
Man, pets are expensive.
You know how we talk a lot on the show about like issues that come up with kids and how expensive kids are, and it's like we always say that's good birth control.
Yeah.
This is like good pet control, like
yeah.
to not get a pet.
Yeah, I don't even want a fish. I don't even want to take care of a fish, guys.
I have a dog at home, yeah. little Goldie Fawn, and I am going to make sure all my underpants are picked up from
exactly.
here on out. thank you so much. The phones were jam-packed today. The text line is absolutely exploding. I knew y'all had stories about your dogs.
Oh, yeah.
We'll try to reply back to everybody texting in. We see you.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.